Hello, and welcome to another episode of Something Wiki This Way Comes. I'm one of your hosts, Jesse Bergen.
I'm another one of your hosts, Thomas Tolles.
And with us today is a special guest, the man who Craig Turlson himself called an impresario. Sario?
Sorry.
Sorry, yo. Oh. It's Paul Little.
Hey, guys.
Thanks for letting us into your podcast world, Paul.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having a cool podcast that we could put on my website.
Yeah, that website is Showbiz Monkeys, and we've been saying Paul is the podfather. He is Fidel Castro.
And Thomas came up with both of those.
Yeah, so when I say we've been saying, I really mean I have been saying.
So I'm 0 for 2, and Thomas is batting 100%.
I did swipe one of those from a different podcast, but I won't reveal its name.
This is a podcast where we go through a WikiHow article, step by step, have a discussion, and then we do an improv scene based off of that discussion.
Mm-hmm. And this is kind of an audition for us to win Paul's favor. So he's hosting our episodes, but if we really knock it out of the park this time, I think he's going to bump us up to front page. Right, Paul?
True. We'll see.
Okay, cool.
Well, the stakes have never been more medium.
Low up until this point.
Yes. So, because Paul is a huge metalhead.
Was
a huge
metalhead. The man Craig Turlson called a huge metalhead.
We decided to go with WikiHow to write metal song lyrics. I'm just going to read a bit of the intro because it's very long. Metal music's maxim is, now that you believe in nothing, find something worth believing in.
So, powerful stuff, Thomas.
I just want to say, when Paul showed up on our doorstep, it was clear that he believed in nothing. He has the eyes of a nihilist. It was truly disturbing.
He was simply an empty vase waiting to be filled.
Empty vase.
I'm waiting from this. I will see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have some fulfillment once this is done.
So that's what we try for every episode, and one of these days, it's going
to
happen,
Paul. We just need to give one listener some fulfillment, and we'll know our job is done. So, Paul, when were you into metal?
I was probably from, like, 17 until my mid-20s.
Mm-hmm. And then found something to believe in.
Exactly, right. And it wasn't metal. No, I started getting into folk music, and then that just took over.
Yeah,
and
right. You went from metal to ska. The classic trajectory of a music fan.
Folk music, cool. Yeah, that's like the opposite of metal.
Yeah, I still do some folk metal covers these days.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's see if there's anything else of interest in this intro. Yes. So, when metal music began to become developed with Black Sabbath, it struck down society's most basic beliefs behind politics, religion, and morality. While the words came out in screams and cries, the lyrics were more than just gory rhymes. Would you say that that's an accurate assessment of the metal community?
Well, especially of Black Sabbath. Yes, that's that band to a T.
Yeah, not just gory rhymes.
No. Right.
Which, you know, if you listen to Halloween Sound records, are also present.
Absolutely.
The lyrics embodied the counterculture for those who rejected the free love movement of the 1970s but couldn't conform to the societal norms. Rather than looking at metal as a traditional song, it's easier to associate the genre with epic narrative or dramatic poems. Mm-hmm. With that being said, here is WikiHow to write metal song lyrics in 8 steps.
Ooh.
So all of that was quoted, and so far, so good. Jesse, have you ever dabbled in metal?
I was just about to say that my only experience with metal is basically a Dragon Force concert my cousin dragged me to, which was pretty fun, but it was also in a very small venue.
Is Dragon Force metal?
They're speed metal.
Yeah, they're power metal kind of.
They very much fall into the category of like the epic story.
Right.
You may know them from their song "Through the Fire and the Flames."
I do.
From was
the
it
hardest
Guitar
song
Hero?
On Guitar Hero.
Yep.
Yep.
Man, it took me a long time to beat that. So step one.
Thomas, what's your experience with metal?
I have almost no experience with metal. I've been to one metal show, and I was scared, and I got caught in a mosh pit.
No!
I didn't like it. When I was a teenager, I listened to Weird Al, like, exclusively.
Right. Who's, like, metal adjacent.
Yeah.
I mean...
parodied metal.
I listened to them both at the same time.
They're not as far apart as you think, like, in terms of, like, the types of people that are into
it. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Feared Al. Would be his middle name.
feared. Okay, so step one, understanding the meaning behind metal music. Metal is considered a counterculture, meaning it opposes the normal, functional, and unexciting culture that was dominant in society, and by being outside of that, which was in power, counterculturalists argued they were able to see what was real. So that's a quote. It feels
like we just read someone's master's thesis about metal.
Does it cite this quote?
No.
There's no source. Never is. And if there is, it's usually another WikiHow article an article about Peyton Manning and his roommate.
Yeah. Those are Metallica lyrics.
Would you say that's accurate, Paul?
I would say a good chunk of metal started with counterculture. Yeah. It was punk and metal, and metal was more, I think punk was more about, like, the aggressive side to counterculture, and metal was more about the introspective side to counterculture.
Right. Searching within yourself for something to believe in.
Yes. Yeah. Which, and again, by the end, hopefully.
Weird Al was counterculture as well, because he would take popular songs about beating it and change it into eating it, which, you know, is pretty subversive and was what gave me hope as a teen. Is that fair?
It's more than fair. It's
good.
It's justice.
Yeah. Justice is served.
Another great Weird Al song. Justice is served.
So, once you've understood the meaning, pick a topic.
Here it comes.
Getting into the meat of it.
Metal music focuses on darker topics that match the heaviness of the music and skirt the quote-unquote popular beliefs of society.
Right, like what? What's a popular belief of society?
Like
traditional marriage.
Yeah.
Having fun at the beach.
Access to healthcare. Boo.
Caring for one another.
Yeah. And so on. So some of the ones they list here, corruption, love.
True.
Tragedy, mental disease, personal angst.
Forget war and death.
Yeah.
The top of the list here.
Yeah. It's true. You look at a lot of the songs of like the 80s with Metallica or Iron Maiden, a lot of songs about war. Mm-hmm. Run to the Hills is about war.
Yeah.
Oh, man, yeah.
This is not metal, but I used to be a huge Guns N' Roses fan.
Now they are metal adjacent.
Okay, good to know.
This is not metal, but What About Bob is a pretty fun movie.
That's also close to metal. So, in that song Civil War, the line that I thought was so profound when I was a teenager was...
Of course.
What's so civil about war anyway?
Whoa,
they went there, and then in retrospect, as an adult, it's like, yeah.
But that's...
It's an oxymoron, guys. Civil war?
Yeah.
What's so French about the revolution?
Au contraire.
I think I'm starting to understand the mechanisms.
Yeah.
What's so public about transportation anyway?
What's a waffle about irons, guys? Yeah.
So, you get it. Pick war.
So pick war or love.
War or love,
yeah.
Which... Yeah, big Guns N' Roses topic.
That's
would
true.
You say, Paul, that would you say that you listened to metal music as a teenager because you were sick of the mainstream culture?
No, I just had a friend who played it for me.
Right on.
And I was like, oh, this sounds pretty good. He got me into it actually with an acoustic ballad by a metal band.
Mm. Kind of like, I was like, yeah, it's kind of the slippery slope.
Yeah, do you like this song? Take home the whole CD.
Yeah. That's when you realize, oh, like, they can actually sing. And, I mean, I think, like, when you hear a really screaming metal song, it's like, what is this?
Yes.
But the acoustic ones are like, oh, they're really talented in, like, a more recognizable way.
Yeah,
like,
and then that's bring you back to the unrecognizable way.
Exactly. It's like, warming up to a taste you hate.
it was like you started with folk music.
Yeah.
You went to metal. You came back to folk music.
Yeah, I wasn't even a folk fan at the time. It was just, it wasn't scary, that first song. Mm-hmm. It seemed scary at first.
If your metal music isn't scary, back to the drawing board.
Yes.
Try to have an evil clown in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Or a juggalo.
So,
step three, brainstorm the topic. Once you've selected the topic, you want to spend time formulating what your thoughts on the subject are. Unlike popular music, metal pulls from real truths rather than perceived morals or popular beliefs on the subject.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I just had an idea. I'm going to get some paper and a pen, and we're going to, like, write a metal song as we go through the article.
Okay.
How does that sound, guys?
Let's do it.
Because it's, I feel like...
It sounds like I'm reclaiming my youth.
Yeah.
That's what this podcast is for.
We're going to sit here and bide our time until Jesse
Vamp,
comes back.
Thomas Vamp.
So... Paul?
Yes.
Tell us more about Showbiz Monkeys.
Showbiz Monkeys is a website that goes back to 2001.
That's a long history.
Yeah, but in its current name, it's 2007, we renamed it Showbiz Monkeys.
What was the original name?
It was a movie-centric website called CanadaMovies.net.
Oh, interesting.
And then we rebranded because we wanted to cover more than just movies.
Yeah, you wanted to hire primates and...
Exactly. Yep. We needed something to bring them in, and putting them on the logo helped.
Yeah.
And it did. We hired three that first year.
That's great. Yeah. If you get 1,000, they can write the works of Shakespeare if they write long enough. Hi,
We're
Jesse.
There.
You're
back. I just missed a good Infinite Monkeys joke, didn't I?
Yep.
All right. So I got the equipment here. We're ready. Paul, what societal norm do you want to... debunk.
Oh.
Let's just let's read the guide to step 3. So,
okay.
And then we'll brainstorm and then,
So what Jesse's alluding to is start with what is, quote-unquote, society's perspective. Right. Think of what the culture promotes as the correct belief or moral in the discussion of that topic. It'll be easier if you can find a belief that you find to be counterintuitive, paradoxical, or illogical, such as war for peace, religiously motivated murder, or victim blaming.
Right, or like... a vegetarian eating a burger.
Yeah. That gets me mad. Or like a pool on a cold day. What? Who's going in there?
Oh, man.
Put a cover on.
Easy there, Alanis Morissette. Okay.
She was also metal legit, no.
Yeah.
They all are.
Like pain on your wedding day.
Yeah. There's that. I think we've got ourselves a song title, potentially.
No. Okay, let's... So, yeah, what's eating you right now about mainstream society?
Mainstream society? Oh, everything, Jesse.
I think we got to narrow it down. Okay. I know you hate everything.
Yeah. Let's use that.
You're a dyed-in-the-wool nihilist.
Step 2, contrast.
Didn't we establish that when I came in the door?
He believes in nothing.
All right, what is society's perspective on everything?
Can we name a single problem in society?
Yeah, I like
between
that.
The three of us. I don't know if I can.
Media gluttony.
Okay.
Media, like consuming too much media?
Yeah.
I like that. I
social
think we should
media?
Go with that.
Could we do a metal song about
specifically
media
social media?
That wasn't around when you were a teenager.
It isn't.
Right?
I have
fresh.
No metal songs or metal lyrics written about
improv,
social media.
So like, what about social media do we not like? Like the addiction or like the fakeness of it? I'm doing air quotes.
The fakeness makes me puke, but I think
also
worst,
a good title.
Yeah. That could be. We're working on it.
Wait.
I think the worst part about social media is the memes.
I disagree.
You're looking across at the guy
the
who
cream
loves
of the, crop.
The memes.
I feel like that's the only thing, the only good, wholesome thing that social media has created.
That's fair.
Yeah, I don't like the lists.
Yes. Now we're talking.
I hate
too
lists.
Many lists
in every
metal
in
song.
Every.
Yeah, like, and it's not just social media. It's like, I need a grocery list. Get out of here, Save on Foods. I love it. Lists, man. Lists.
That's it.
Ironically,
that's the
we're
topic.
And we're done and making a list because we picked our topic.
I'm sick
one
of these lists. Yes.
That's
list.
It.
So society's done. Perspective. It's just that like. They're good, that we need them.
That everything needs to be broken down.
Yeah, man.
Everything, what?
Yeah.
No
sometimes
way,
I just want to like one movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
The news needs to break everything down to lists.
Sometimes I'm shocked by the first item, and I don't need to be more
why?
Shocked.
Yeah, there's just one thing about being a freshman that will amaze me.
Exactly. Probably puberty.
Yeah. Puberty. High school freshman.
Yes,
okay.
High school freshman. Like, unless you're like
Jesse,
a boy genius.
Jesse is a late bloomer.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's
we don't need to go into that. Okay,
so now that we've found our angle, step 2 is contrast that to examples based on experience. So take a real-life, personal, or a fictional example that challenges the mainstream beliefs behind this topic. How has your experience challenged society's view?
I don't have time for lists often.
So you don't post lists yourself?
No.
No, so you challenge society's view in that way by not posting the list. You're like, no, I don't, I'm not going to contribute to this joke.
Well,
about
it's also
this
a high, it's also a hierarchy, Paul. When you when you make a list, you're inherently ranking things above other things often.
Jesse's a communist.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you want to know how to be friends with me, well, tough luck.
We'll cover that in a future episode.
Yeah. So that's just me. Like,
yeah. I think as like a person who cares a lot about movies, lists are very frustrating because it's so subjective and it's all right. It's like we need to rank one classic above another on these like stupid terms. Like, this is really good, but this one's a little bit better for no real reason. And then people put so much stock into it. It's like, oh, that's the number one on the AFI list. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, and you, I mean, ranking is written there.
Yeah.
And it's like that we can tie this into like ratings of things. Like, like
bring it home, Paul.
You don't need a star system.
Yeah.
You just tell us your thoughts. You don't need to rank things 1 to 5.
Yeah, Winnipeg CBC. Free Press at the Fringe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just Winnipeg Fringe dot or Winnipeg dot fringe.
Dot exchange dot biz.
Yeah, whatever that site was.
Take them down a peg.
Yeah. But but yeah, I don't need any of that. And I try to not contribute to that.
I love it. I love it. So we got ranking, it's basically lists like they promote inequality. They're too they're like they don't show the nuance of subjectivity
yet.
And also star ratings just suck. Great.
Yeah. Great. We're halfway there. Okay, step 3. Make note of any other arguments, perspectives or facts surrounding this topic. What kind of things do people say about the subject? What promotes these beliefs? What are the consequences behind this ethical belief? Who does this affect? So, if let's take lists in an ethical way, what are the like ethical and moral implications of lists on society?
I think for young people, they see that and they'll base their entire opinion off of a ranking that they saw somewhere as if that's all that matters, being first.
So it creates like a herd mentality or like a, like I'm just going to do what this list says sort of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I hate it.
Another thing I think is that
corrupting our children,
corrupts our children. Yeah.
This pen sucks. Another thing I hate about society is this pen.
Yeah. I'd say
it's for the next song.
You know, we see a list about 90s kids will get these things.
Right.
And then suddenly you're questioning, am I a 90s kid? I didn't watch Hey Arnold.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get this. And your whole identity can be stripped from you through a list.
You start questioning your own birth.
Yeah.
Look for your birth certificate.
Were
you
born?
Can't find
it. You're like, am I a birther?
Was I grown
conspiracy
in a tube
theorist?
Yesterday?
Yeah.
And all my memories are implanted with some sort of chip?
Yeah.
Yeah, lists do lead to conspiracy theories.
Yeah. And Donald Trump read a list about Obama, and that was how that all got started.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, guys, Hillary would have won.
Yeah. That's a hot take from the mouth of Bergen.
From the mouths of a babe.
Yeah, if people had voted differently, Hillary would have won. Okay, lastly, find a truth, again, in quotes, within the topic. Based solely on the examples that challenge that perspective, what truths can you logically pull out? This truth will become the main thrust of your song.
So, I just want to clarify here. Does this mean we're supposed to find a truth within the topic or a quote-unquote truth within the topic?
I think they mean like a hot take like Jesse just said.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Like, what's the real hard truth about lists? Mm-hmm.
What's the inconvenient truth?
Yeah. You know what? Lists? Yeah. Go at the bottom of my list. That's the hard truth.
Yeah. Oh, you could say that again.
And but this is going to be the main thrust of the song. So what is the truth? Have we already covered it, basically?
What's our bolded asterisk truth?
Man, guys, I'm looking at some of these things. Create, you know, let's just go over a few things. Inequality.
Mm-hmm.
Not, like, it doesn't show the nuance. Promotes star ratings.
And they
suck. Creates herd mentality, corrupts our children, makes you question your own identity. Am I a 90s kid?
Yeah.
Something about Trump. Can't remember what the point was.
Doesn't
it was great. It was a great point.
I think the crux is that,
I think I've got it.
Oh, you've got it.
You,
no.
No. You were about to say the crux. I really want to hear it.
Yeah,
I'll do it. Okay, I'll do it.
You said you've got it. So I believe, I believe you.
Why don't you say the crux, and then Thomas, you can
I'll
give us the Weird Al version of the crux.
Yeah.
I was just gonna say lists corrupt.
Yes.
Period.
Like, I love it. Yeah, I love it.
That's it.
Absolute lists corrupt. Absolutely.
Yes. But
I was gonna say listicle. More like list to kill.
Name of the song. I love it.
List
I love it.
To kill.
Yeah.
Name of the song. I love song.
It. List to kill.
That's yes. also LTK. My favorite James Bond movie.
Right.
Ahead of its time.
Yeah, in order really to get that good. License, he had to fill up some forms.
Okay, so we've figured out our brainstorming session. We're going to jump to weaving together the basic parts of the song, step four. So unlike other popular music, there is not a standard song format such as verse, chorus, verse, chorus.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, we don't need any help.
No.
Instead, create your own structure based on the topic. We need to make it a list structure, obviously.
Absolutely. Yes. That's the irony of it, is that we're using the
exactly.
form against
we're
itself.
Using the form to eat
I think that's
itself.
The
Ouroboros style.
Exactly. That's the only way to do it. Yeah. How can we reach people?
Yeah.
Without
yeah.
the thing that we need them to
Ouroboros,
turn on.
My top five South American ancient monsters. Of course, Quetzalcoatl number one.
Yeah. And of course, a Brazilian metal band took their name from that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Chupacabra, still not sure where that lands. Yeah. All right.
Is there an important message that can be repeated? Do you want to provide the listener with a resolution? Here are some basic elements of the dramatic structure you can include. Rising action.
Rising action.
What examples of personal experiences can you include to bring the listener to agree with your song's main truth?
Mm-hmm.
What is the climax? Can you create a moment where the listener can throw out the societal norms or absolute morals that they had?
Yes!
And what is the resolution? What did these examples teach the listener? What did you learn? So metal is sounding a lot like detention.
Like, or like it's a grade 9 literature course.
Yes, yes. We've got to create a thesis, and we've got to solve the problem by the end of the paper.
Is every metal song like educational like this? Like you're teaching the listener some new truths?
I would say that metal listeners would like to think so, yes.
Right, okay.
So we'll say yes.
Yeah, let's go with yes. So,
great. I love it. So
that's where GNR becomes metal adjacent and not full metal.
So, rising action, maybe top ten reasons I hate lists or whatever.
Yeah. That's pretty. Why don't we do top five? Just because. You want to do a top 10?
I'd love to do an hour and a half podcast.
Okay. Well, I mean,
let's do top five.
And
let's
metal
top
songs
five.
Can be an hour and
you know
a half
what?
Long.
Let's,
so.
You know what? I think we should fracture the norms even more. We should do like a top six list. Just like, ugh.
That sucks.
Yeah. Or top four. What do you think's worse?
Top six.
Top six?
Because you get to five and then you're like, we're done.
Yeah.
I think
eat your heart out, David
Letterman. The climax is we don't get to number six. We get to five and we say, get this list out of here.
Or we count down, right? So, like, we're going to get to
five,
the
six,
worst
five,
one.
Four,
and we just,
three,
we don't
two,
give it to them.
And then we say one. But if you use a list, you already lost.
I love
write that.
That
down.
I
write
love
that down. That's a lyric.
If you use a list, this pen, ... you've already lost.
That doubles as a climax and a resolution.
I love it. And that if nothing else, brings them around. I think that powerful...
Yeah.
And I like the list lost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Paradise Lost? Paradise List.
Paradise
we're not going to use that.
Paradise Lost, another metal band.
Oh, that's a good metal name.
Yeah, listicle makes me want a pisticle.
A pistol to kill.
Yeah.
Okay, step five, develop and formulate the lyrical poem. Don't stick to rhyming patterns or quote-unquote rules behind poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Many popular metal songs don't necessarily rhyme or follow traditionally. Instead, just weave together the basic parts you created in the last step. Tell your story to the listener. Okay, so let's not edit this at all.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, yeah, you can rhyme sometimes.
Yeah.
You just don't need to.
Mm-hmm. Don't need to. Rhyme when they least expect it.
Oh.
That's what they say.
When they least expect it.
That's the secret to a good con.
Yeah. So what's the number six reason that we hate lists in a lyrical poem?
We got to go through some of our old things.
We got some good stuff here, guys. Why don't we start with, like, there's no new one. They're not subjective. Like, you show the subjectivity, no nuance.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So we'll develop some sort of rhythm in our head. We don't need to come up with, music yet, but some sort of rhythm of how it'll go.
Yeah. That's some rhythm. There we
that
go.
That is a rhythm.
Yeah. All my drum circles are finally coming in handy.
A got some keys right. I can shake, which will help with that.
I just want to point out the image for this one includes a metal lyrics draft.
Yeah.
Always title, important. Like title your paper, metal lyrics draft. Yeah. When you're writing a metal song.
Yeah. Right?
I love each this. One of my metal songs that I wrote when I was 17 started with that title.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Just, you know.
2.0, draft 3.0.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, so.
And Paul, of course, I've got my table to drum. Thomas has his keys, and you, of course, brought your electric guitar.
Yeah, You'll
be hearing that after the break.
Yeah. Yeah.
These messages.
So, let's say, you know, step one, nuance. That don't make me laugh.
But you're clearly laughing right now.
So. Step six.
Hypocritical.
Or rule six. Right,
yeah. Rule six.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Why don't
we
start
it.
The song by naming the list? Like, this is the top six yeah. reasons lists corrupt.
Yeah. Top six reasons lists corrupt.
Here are the top six reasons lists corrupt.
And then the second, that's fine. Like, yeah. Here's the top six reasons. List corrupt. Something.
Step six. Oh, sorry. Was that too abrupt?
Oh, there we go.
Yes,
we're getting into
it.
In there.
Except I don't know if we should apologize in a metal song.
I think we should.
All right. I'm sorry I doubted you.
I think it's countercultural to apologize.
Nowadays, yeah. No one apologizes.
Right, yeah.
We're going
right.
to.
Yeah.
And I think it's cool to start off with a rhyme because,
yeah.
like, Paul was sort of, like, eased into metal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're kind of, like, taking a listener who might not like metal, and we're, like,
yeah, we start with some
we're
rhymes,
tricking them.
And
we're
then we can
them.
Go off and free verse.
I would say we're, like, a contemporary Mark Twain in that we're seducing non-metal List fans
mm-hmm.
into liking metal and hating lists.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
the way he did with the South and
absolutely.
Readers.
I'm also going to work a bit of a fence painting metaphor in.
Yeah, that would
I
be
can.
Great. Well, step six, consider finding a literary device to add depth to
step
the song.
Step six in the list, step six in the song. This is how it's done, people.
Oh,
this
it's
is
kismet.
Podcasting 101. Take notes, Ira Glass.
Did I just wake up?
But not in list form.
Yeah.
Not in list form,
yeah.
Ira.
Yeah.
Did I just go to sleep because I believe I'm in a dream theater?
Oh, that's a metal band name for any of those listening.
That's right.
Okay, so six, what was the first one? Six is that it's not subjective?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. There's no nuance,
yeah.
and it drives me mad, or...
Yeah, because there's so much we can rhyme
yeah.
with mad, because we're going to
yeah,
start
right.
with some
or
rhyming verse,
not
right?
rhyme. Okay, well, let's see how it goes. There's no nuance, and it makes me mad.
Yeah.
Oh, is there a better word for mad that's more nuanced? Pissed? No.
That's pretty metal.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
This is a family-friendly podcast, but we'll say pissed, and we won't even apologize
right,
for
we
it.
Won't.
We'll apologize for being abrupt, but we will not apologize.
Yeah. Punctuality's not a joke. All right. And it makes me pissed. We can really yell that
yeah.
line. I love it.
Yeah.
And oh, then... and you know what piss line rhymes with?
Yeah.
List.
Yeah.
List. Oh, that too.
Sorry, I wasn't on the same page.
We're at the mill.
It's okay.
Yeah. We're at the mill, and
yeah.
there's not enough grist.
Yeah, that should be number six, number five.
Not
maybe.
Enough grist.
No, it's a reference to The Jungle
Arthur
by
Miller.
Upton Sinclair.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm a metal fan.
Yeah.
I don't get that
that's
right.
All right. That Venn diagram just don't overlap.
No Sinclair heads in the house.
Mm-hmm. Sink heads? Another good metal band name.
Yeah.
All right. It makes me pissed.
Okay, we gotta be able to see both pieces of paper, Jesse.
You're right, I'm sorry.
Okay, so number five.
Well, are we gonna go right into five, or are we gonna
give
a response to the nuanced pissed?
I think five can rhyme with pissed, probably.
Yeah.
Maybe, is that crazy?
Something wanna raise my fist.
Well, it's gonna be...
we're
not
we
going for the obvious...
With grist?
No, I thought we
the
were
obvious?
Gonna go for the list.
Okay, fine.
But
okay,
we don't have
no,
to.
That's fine. No,
I mean,
I wasn't
like
super attached to grist. Like it's
okay.
Fine.
No. Now I feel like I'm.
No, it's okay.
Yeah. Well, Okay. We can. I feel like we've set ourselves up pretty well.
Yeah.
Let's something
yeah.
some list.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've
it's
done
all
the nuance.
It's all subjective. Don't put it in a list.
It's not bad. Can we make that? Can we angry it up?
No.
Metal it up a bit.
Okay. Yeah.
It's subjective, you dolt. Too harsh?
That's
let's
too harsh.
Change
it's
it to dweeb.
Much?
I think dweeb is safer.
No, but metalheads are dweebs.
You don't.
Well, okay. Paul's opinions do not reflect the opinions of the rest of the podcast.
Yeah.
We love you, metalheads.
Yeah.
No, I don't mean that in
Thank
a derogatory
you.
Way.
Thank you, first-time listeners. Please don't boycott
yeah.
all of Showbiz Monkeys.
Yeah. Or do.
Or something wiki this
yeah.
We need to, like, it's like a narrative. So should we establish a protagonist? I guess we are the protagonist.
What about, how about me pissed? How about star ratings? More like har ratings in a list.
Like we're squeezing in a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I like the internal rhyme.
This is why
are we still
a
going
camel to... is a horse designed by a committee. If I could write this thing on my own, I'd crank it out in 2 minutes. It would be awesome.
It would
Jesse's crapping on all my ideas all right, over here. All right. I'm not feeling very metal at all.
So we're going to five? Or are we continuing? So
we don't want this to take all night.
Right, exactly. So, it's going to be a very concise metal song.
We can do the star ratings next.
Yeah. So
let's do a list line. But something more metal, because I don't have the anger in my heart that Paul does. I'm sorry.
These star ratings turn into a white dwarf. What, that is that anything?
Oh, like a star?
Is that a thing? Or
white dwarves are a thing.
Okay, good. Because it
there
also just sounds like
them,
a people
really
group.
Made friends with this cool
yeah,
lady.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to use the star.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Okay, step six is add literary devices to the song, so I'm trying to use like a metaphor.
Exactly, yes. Absolutely. It's right there.
Yeah.
Is there
yeah, exactly.
Metaphors. But do we want to rhyme? So star
yeah, right.
star ratings
burn
me
up in every list.
Yeah, star ratings make me want to burn every list.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go.
A version of star ratings burning up every list, like kind of what you were saying.
Yeah.
I like that better.
Good.
Star ratings themselves are burning the list, like
yeah.
they're ruining.
I like my
sound
idea
good?
The best, also.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's no surprise.
But we gotta have the same like. Approximate syllables as the previous
That's not
line.
What step five
no, we'll
said.
We'll just scream longer.
No, that's true. That's true.
It said it doesn't necessarily follow rhyme or follow traditionally, which it's
yeah.
just feels like an incomplete thought.
But. It's just another small act of protest we're
yeah.
putting in the song.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, okay. There we go. So we're on to number.
Yeah. Why don't you take this one? Take point on this one, Paul.
So let's start with point four. So that
point
people know
four,
we've
point,
done
that's
five
a nice hard
now.
P.
We didn't have to mention five.
Oh, we just skipped. Oh, that's good writing.
We used it,
I
but
love
we didn't
it.
Have to mention it.
Trim the fat.
And it's great. And it's like they'll have to listen to the song multiple times to like
get
all the stuff because we're leaving some stuff out.
That's A to C thinking. Right
this is
there.
Like memento here. This is great. Point four. Nice hard plosives there. Point four. Point four.
Like that?
Well, I like that you wrote the word four too there.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Point four.
Which one do we go with next?
We have Trump, question mark.
Corrupts our children.
Oh, I feel that's going to be pretty high up on the list, though. What do you guys think?
Question your own identity?
Yeah, I want to do something with that one,
yeah, yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
What about the promotes inequality?
That's
I can't fit into a list, man. Like, what if I don't feel like I belong in a list?
Yeah. That's perfect, the way you said it. Write that down.
Yeah, I'll come out. Yeah.
Paul, do you think you can word sculpt that? You can take this metal and like make it into an alloy and smelt this song for me. Talk about being a wordsmith.
Well, okay, we can go two lines here, or we can go
yeah.
however long
yeah.
we want.
We can
in
do
a
whatever
line.
We want.
This
yeah,
this song and this podcast can be as long as it takes.
So I think we should start to question everything in this line. So point four, who am I at all?
Yeah
straight
just
up.
Shock
point four,
them with
who
that.
Who am I at all? Oh man.
And then
we've
like the next line
that.
Could be like,
yeah.
lists make me
feel
think
small.
I'm.
Well, we don't have. Maybe this is where we break the rhyme.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Man, that's a huge point. Point four, who am I at all?
I think
that's
this
amazing.
Is. I think we're done this stanza. I think we're breaking
yeah.
it that
oh,
way.
Oh, yes.
Point
I love
three.
It. It's hard to top that.
Point three. Point three, question your own identity.
Internal Thanks. Rhyme. I like it. You know what? Let's just do it. I think we're riding a good flow here.
Yeah.
Let's not question it. I spell point with eight letters somehow. Point three. Question your identity. Your own it.
Your identity.
Your
yeah, own
yeah.
Is superfluous.
It's already implied. Yeah. What do we have left?
Well, we could like. I was thinking of adding on to that.
Do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're saying like we're trying to say why they're bad.
You're right. We have.
Like,
really
so you're saying you question your identity, but why? Why is that bad?
Yeah.
Because self-reflection is evil.
Man, I don't know, because metal is supposed to help you self-reflect, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, step seven, is that going too far? Will it?
Let's see.
Yeah, that's the sound.
Develop the
sound.
Maybe we need to come up with a sound, and that'll help us
yeah,
get
okay,
the next
here
line.
We go.
Step seven. Thomas?
Develop the sound to go with the lyrics.
I've got a guitar app on my phone. Do we want guitar or no? No, we don't want guitar.
I think we got the sound,
okay.
Boys.
This is good. This feels good.
It feels very Queen-esque right
You're
now.
You're right. Okay, fine. Yeah.
That's okay.
That's pretty mainstream.
You can
adjacent to metal.
Yeah, Queen is metal adjacent for
right.
sure.
Yeah. And there is an article, use WikiHow to write power metal music to create the sound behind your lyrics, so if you want to check that out, we clearly don't need the help, but you could...
If you need it.
Look to that.
This is. I don't think this is going to have the up-tempo of a power metal song anyways. I think this is like...
Yeah, we're more like... It's a gritty, short...
Yeah. It's like raw metal. I don't know if that's a genre, but it should
this
be.
This is the purest music there is.
This is the purest metal there is.
It's just three dudes with a podcast and a pad of paper.
Yeah.
Did I pronounce that okay?
Paper?
You did.
Yeah, I
a
think
pad
so.
Of paper.
It's just, we got something to say,
yeah.
and we're going to say it. We're going to yell it from the mountaintops.
No matter who we offend.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to yell it, we're going to sing it, we're going to scream it.
Yeah. There's nothing you can do about it, Mom.
But we are sorry.
Yeah, we're sorry. We won't apologize. All right.
Okay. A hashtag.
Point three, question your identity. Remember, we're only doing one more point after this because we're throwing point one to the wind.
We might want to throw up corrupting children or Trump
Such
into point
one.
Three.
Yeah.
Trump's corrupted our kids. I don't
no,
like
that,
Trump
no,
and kids
in the
same
point
line.
Three,
yeah.
we're going to include Trump in this one.
Identity, like Trump, name on a building. Who the hell is he?
There you go.
Lost syllables.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
10 pounds of syllables in a 5 pound bag there.
Oh,
we're not following convention
you're
here.
Right,
you're thinking
right.
of pop music, Jesse.
Yeah. You're
Where's
thinking
my,
of Weird Al, where every song was perfect.
You're right. You're right.
Is perfect.
Yeah. Albuquerque didn't need to be any shorter.
Right. Still going to be longer
than
this podcast.
Could have been a little longer.
Could have been a little longer.
If anything, you left some things out.
Yeah.
All right. Point three, question your identity. Trump's
like
name
Trump?
On a building?
Who the
what
hell is
What about me? Oh, okay, no. Yeah. Who the hell is he?
Yeah, who the hell is he? Yeah.
I love it. This is going to, and this is really going to cement it as like a song of the period.
A song
yeah.
of time. And a song
people,
of the people.
Yeah, exactly.
People will know
as
this
we
is...
always say on WikiHow, Hillary would have won.
Yeah, she would have.
She would have.
If her name had been on a building.
And we'll really hit that hell.
Yeah.
Sorry, kids.
That's the that's the harshest word. We thought pissed
that's
was.
That's the harshest word that I know.
Hell is
actually,
definitely,
yeah, because it's such a
normally
scary
I would
place.
Say H.
Yeah, H-E double hockey sticks. That
yeah,
would be pushing the syllable limit.
Yeah,
I think.
That's, we have our standards. Who the hell is he? I mean, I'm gonna do an interrobang because it's like who the hell is he? So like a
Two corrupts our children. Poisons the well.
I'm tempted to rhyme with hell again.
I know. It's. I mean, that would be really metal. Using hell twice in one song is pretty metal.
Yeah, we're not depraved, guys. Let's not go too far here.
Okay,
okay. We don't want this to get like a
we're
parental
dipping,
advisory
We're
stick,
dipping
right?
our toe right now.
I like to call this gentle metal.
Like gold.
Corrupting our children. Corrupting our minds.
You should think for yourself. Then
try
you'll have a
swine?
Good time.
Try it sometime.
Yeah.
I love it. Yes.
Do you think we should edit out any of the noise of you scribbling on that piece of paper or leave that
on? Otherwise, they're going to think
we
wrote this amazing song ahead of time because it's so good.
Let's keep it.
We need the
realism.
I'm trying
to keep us humble. Yeah.
In fact, I think we should bring out the scribbling of the paper. We should enhance
I'll do my
the
best.
Sound of it. Yeah.
We can post. Can we post the lyric sheet on Facebook when we share the podcast?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You should yourself.
And we already.
Or no,
this is the most metal pen ever because it's disobeying my societal need to write.
You should try it sometime. And the last line is already written.
Time.
One. If you use lists, you already lost.
Do we want to say one?
Well, so that you get the pun with won and lost.
One. Lost.
One.
Win, lose.
Oh,
if you use
one.
List.
One.
But
yeah,
if
I got I just got that.
Just one more time. One. But if you use lists.
Can you give me one more time? Can you give it to me one
just
more time?
Just one. But if you use lists, you already lost.
We need the in there for sure.
Yeah.
Right in a little amused chuckle.
Ha-ha!
Yeah, right.
This song is called List to Kill.
Yep.
And then
that should
and
be
then list, listicle in brackets, maybe, just in case
they
don't get it.
And we should have a,
I love it.
listicle. A little bit of a chorus. Again, it doesn't need to rhyme or anything, but I think it could just be a more of a repetitive kind of thing.
Let's go, Cal!
Just over and over, right?
Ranking my dreams! Let's go, Cal! Making me scream!
There you go.
Love it.
There we go.
You just need those. You can repeat it twice.
Let's to kill.
They like doing that in metal.
Ranking my bass. This for all you animation fans out there.
Ranking my dreams.
Saul Bass. Is that what that was?
Rankin Bass made the old Rudolph cartoons. Was that like the deepest cut we've ever done?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay.
Saul Bass did the animation for Vertigo,
yes,
though.
And the poster for The Man with the Golden Arm.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to scream. We're going to scream?
I'm
yeah, because you're alone in this, right? I
and the
love
audience
this.
Is going to project
we can't think of it as
into
us.
You.
It's whoever. Yeah.
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 Great.
What do you guys think? We need a metal band name.
Oh, yeah.
What do you guys think about
Pantsuit
Nightmare
Nation?
Okay. Again?
Pantsuit Nation.
Okay.
Hillary
feels a bit
Hillary 101.
Pantsuit Nation sounds so ska and like...
It needs to be
really like evil, but like also nonsensical.
I was gonna say Nightmare Lobby, kind of like an anti-dream theater.
That's great. I love it. Let's do it.
Nightmare Lobby.
Yeah.
And it's like we're lobbyists.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, guys!
Oh,
levels.
Lobbyists.
Levels.
Lobby lists.
Yeah.
Okay. Hobby horse. Wait, what? Nightmare Lobby. Do we want lobby Nightmare Lobbyists or just Nightmare
Lobby? No, Nightmare Lobby.
Like the Nightmare Lobby.
No.
Just I love it. I love it, guys.
Okay. Which brings us to step A of the article.
Only 19 more steps to go, everyone.
Come back to the song and revise as necessary. Sometimes the music doesn't... Yeah, we're not going to be doing that. But sometimes the music doesn't match up with the sound. Ours obviously will. So play the music, sing the lyrics, and find where these inconsistencies are. Then edit either the music or the sound to fit the emotion behind what you're saying or hearing. So, we're going to skip that. We're going to go right into our first live rendition.
We've established that we don't want any guitar sounds.
Go on, any guitar sounds? Kay. No, thank you.
Until the big solo, but...
Okay.
Yeah. So
we'll have
ready
that in post.
For the solo.
Yeah. We're going to all sing it together,
I'm playing the keys. Yeah, I think
on keys.
Are we Paul should take the lead.
Now, do we have a style of singing that we want to rotate through? Yeah, but there's so many.
Okay.
Don't be esoteric,
Paul.
We want this pointed cultural satire to appeal to as many people as possible.
So I once death metal, just a factoid here, I once death metal growled an AC/DC chorus on stage at Cowboys for 750 screaming fans of the metal band Fozzy.
That's awesome. Are you in the metal band Fozzy?
I am not. That's Chris Jericho, the wrestler's metal band.
They were screaming out of anger.
Fozzy pulled me up on stage scream this song,
that's
and I did
so
not
cool.
feel comfortable in the least.
That Muppet really did well for himself,
yes.
huh?
Yes. really...
Thomas, I can't tell if you hate my jokes or if you're laughing because you enjoy them. All right.
Okay.
All right, guys. I'm feeling really good about this jam sesh.
I think we've set up a beautiful song, and we've learned how to write metal lyrics.
Yes.
So, we're going to take you now to some improv.
Okay, Nightmare Lobby, you got 5 minutes until you are performing for the audience in the Sears Mall.
I'm so nervous.
Jared, you got this, buddy. You got this.
Yeah,
you're going to be great.
But have we... Are we really going to be teaching them something?
Yeah. You believe in your heart, don't you?
Yeah, but will they listen?
Look, man, do I have to rank the reasons why
no!
they should listen to us?
No!
Yeah.
No, of course not. That's what we're trying to say.
Look, this is your vision. When you came to me and you woke me up and you said, Hey, Garrett, wake up, wake up. You gotta listen to this thing I just made. Did I question you then?
You were confused at first, but...
Right, yeah, and I actually did question you quite a bit.
The nightmare you were having was just... It was scary.
Right.
But after that, you're right. You're right. You said...
Well, I took you to the kitchen. We had ourselves a glass of milk each.
Mm.
And man, we went over those lyrics, and they were solid, man.
They were. You're right. I should believe in... myself and this band.
And sorry to interrupt again, Nightmare Lobby. You got about 4 minutes till showtime. Just wanted to say there's a lot of kids out there looking for something to believe in. They got dead eyes, and they could really use a message right now. So just, no pressure, but, see you in four.
So much pressure.
There's a lot of young minds that need to be molded tonight here at the Sears Mall.
Ugh, this is the most important mall in all of the world.
And those kids, they look so sad standing next to that rack of cardigans.
It's like they have nothing to believe in.
It's true. Well, they are in Sears. Mm. The last vestige of Canadian department store.
It's the last one, too.
Yeah, it is. We can do this.
Do you really think so?
Listen, what did I tell you when you came to me and you asked me to join the band? Do you remember what I told you?
Yes.
Good.
You said, are we going to make history?
I asked you that. Are we going to make history?
You said, are we going to change the world?
I said, are we going to change the world?
Sorry to interrupt. There's a lot of world leaders and historians in the audience tonight. They think that this could have a big impact, but it could not. It could all fizzle out, and that would sort of tank your career. So anyway, good luck, Nightmare Lobby. Really looking forward to the show. See you in a few.
I didn't tell you this, but we got Netanyahu.
Oh, no.
And the leader of the Palestinian Authority here.
Uh-oh.
And this could lead to an agreement to end the occupation. So I didn't tell you this because I know you get the nerves.
I already had the nerves. Why did you let that guy tell me? Why did you tell me more?
Hey, guys, just checking in again. Kim Jong-un has just shown up, and is willing to drop the nuclear threats if he has a good time at the Sears Mall. I'm not sure if he's going to, but I just wanted to pass that along. Okay, see you in two.
Look, I know you're scared. I'm terrified out of my mind.
Who hopes for a good time at the Sears Mall?
Exactly. We are filling that void. We are going to bring to Sears what capitalism never did.
Yes.
Happiness.
Yes.
And I know I'm scared too. I mean, our keyboardist hasn't shown up yet.
We don't need a keyboardist.
Well,
what about our guitar? Is our guitarist here?
Aren't you the... Wait, I thought you were the guitarist.
No, I stopped playing guitar.
Oh, right. Because it was too mainstream.
1 minute to go here, guys. I just wanted to say I'm going to give you this set of keys in case you accidentally lock yourself out of the venue, so you can use these keys for getting into the venue or anything else you might want to use them for.
Listen, man, this is going to be a weird thing to ask, but do you want to play with us tonight?
What do you mean? This isn't some kind of sex thing, is it?
No. No, absolutely not.
Oh, grab those keys.
This is a music thing, and
shake those keys.
We want you to be a part.
Oh. I'm getting a pretty good sound out of these bad boys.
Yeah, absolutely. Give me a little B-flat. Yes!
He nailed it!
Look, but I can't do this without you. Okay?
Hey, guys. I'm getting stage fright. I mean, Netanyahu's out there. He's my hero.
I know.
You told us! He was there. You must have already talked to him. You'll be fine.
That's true. I'm just getting in my head about it.
Look, and I know Kim Jong-il came out of here after faking his death.
Yeah.
He's here too?
Yeah, of course.
Oh my goodness.
That's not a kid over there.
Oh no.
That's a tiny former dictator.
Look, I know you're scared, but just...
I was fine until you mentioned that.
Just search your heart.
Okay.
For the scream within yourself.
Yes,
boys. Remember when we were listening to metal as music? As music as kids? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm getting choked up here.
For the longest time, we listened to metal as poetry.
And we thought, hey, this could be music.
And then we said, no, let's listen to this as music.
You were just reading the booklets and the CD jewel case.
You remember Dog Carcass? That was your favorite, man. Do you remember?
I got the lyrics to Dog Carcass tattooed on my thigh.
And the lyrics were great. But it was the music that really made it.
It was the message, man.
Life empowering.
Why am I talking like I was part of your childhood memories?
Because that's what metal does, man.
I must belong in Nightmare Lobby.
We thought we were the only ones that listened to and loved Dog Carcass.
No.
This means something.
It does.
Well, boys, we've got about 30 seconds to go.
That timing sounds about right.
I just wanted to say, when I book people for the Sears Mall, it's not a light thing.
Honestly,
we didn't take it lightly.
Right, we thought this was the Sears Tower, actually.
Yeah, well, no, it's not.
It's even bigger.
Right.
You can tell because this one's very low to the ground.
Right. Horizontally, it's much bigger, which is better for a stage.
Very large. Lots of fans.
Now,
okay.
Repeat after me our mantra.
Yes.
That we say before every gig.
Yes.
Say it at the same time,
okay,
actually.
You said repeat.
More, yeah. No, I'm sorry, you're right. I forgot it, so if we do it together, I'll remember it.
Yes. I have a nightmare.
Okay, I'm opening the doors. Break a leg, everybody. I'll be here with the keys, chiming in when I need to.
Thanks for your help.
What's up, Sears Mall? You're the best mall. You're way better than Portage Place or Grant Park.
Drummer, give us the beat.
Here's the top six reasons the list corrupt. Number six, I'm sorry, was that too abrupt? There's no nuance, and it makes me pissed. The ratings are burning up every list.
Point four, who am I at all?
List to kill.
Rank in my dreams.
List to kill.
I'm gonna scream.
Yeah. List to kill.
Rank in my dreams.
List to kill.
I'm gonna scream.
Point three, question your identity. Trump's name on a building? Who the hell is he? Corrupting our children.
Corrupting our minds.
You should think for yourself. You should try it sometime.
List to kill.
Rank in my dreams.
List to kill.
I'm gonna scream.
List to kill.
Rank in my dreams.
List to kill.
I'm gonna scream!
One, if you use a list, you've already lost.
Wow, guys, that was amazing. I can't believe I have to follow that. It's me, Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, wow, Weird Al.
Luckily, Weird Al, there's no pressure on you because all those world leaders seem to be shaking hands.
We fixed everything.
I can't believe it.
We did it, boys.
Thanks for your help, Key Man.
Hey, you know what? I never thought I'd be part of the music, just the Booker, so it's a real dream come true to play with you boys.
Is it a dream?
Or is it a nightmare?
Well, that's another episode in the books for Something Wiki This Way Comes. And if you didn't like it, you have Paul to blame for distributing it.
Yep. That's true. I'm always to blame.
So we like to recommend that you check out Showbiz Monkeys, check out our podcast, make sure to rate and review it on iTunes, tell friends, word of mouth is the best, and Paul might tell you a little bit about his website before we go.
Well, yeah, if you're listening to this on showbizmonkeys.com, then you already know, but if you're listening to it on iTunes or elsewhere, on SoundCloud, it's a website that covers all sorts of stuff, music, comedy, a lot of comedy, movies, television, we have lots of interviews and other podcasts, and you guys with your fun podcast here.
Well, we're very happy to be a part of the network, Paul.
Yeah, thanks for being a guest, and thanks for helping us out by letting us on.
Yeah,
thanks for being great.
Thanks, Paul. The man Craig Turlson described as a vase waiting to be filled with water.
So, from Something Wiki This Way Comes, remember, if you don't feel anything,
it's time for
everything.
And print.